Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, and this is the Metal Injection Livecast. Earlier this week, I had a spirited Twitter debate with noted hard rock something David Draiman. But don't worry, we patched things up and I am now fully down with the sickness. Ooh, Here's the show.
Wow.
Chuck Landington is such a musician, such a vocalist, naturally.
Welcome, everyone, to 171.
The episode of the livecast is brought to you by Sean not being here yet.
Yet, that's what you...
And David Draiman.
Yet has a kind of an implication that he may, in fact, be here at some point, which may be...
He said he would be here.
Okay. Just saying. I don't want to get the hopes up.
But, yeah, let's talk about this. Earlier this week, David Draiman retweeted something that we posted about Randy Blythe and Chuck Blandington.
Who is that?
No, that's not what I thought it was. That Metal Injection retweeted something he posted, or was you retweet?
I retweeted his retweet because I'm like,
still catching up on all this Twitter stuff.
Look, a musician visits our website.
All I want to say is that in the same way that Citi Field became a home for the Mets with the Johan Santana no hitter, with this episode, this little exchange is Chuck Blandington became a real Twitter hero to me.
The real.
This was great. This was one of the funniest things I read in a while.
Well, you finally started following Bland after so many months of
right. But I would, you know what it is? I never use Twitter, so like I always just read stuff that people link me to, and I don't ever follow. Like I do it, you know, I just randomly follow people. Like I don't use it. I don't ever use it. I only use it like a third hand. You know, people link me to something. And I read the aftermath. Like, I never look and see stuff that's happening.
That's why it's so nice that Rob just made, like, a JPEG of the entire exchange and posted it.
Yeah.
I assume it was Rob that did that.
Yes, it was I, because I was very impressed with the back and forth.
And I kind of feel proud to not have known what the lead singer of Disturbed's name was. I didn't know who that was.
I like that you were like, who is David Rainman?
Yeah, well, at that point, I was making a joke because I knew who he was. But, I mean, you know, at the same time, really, who is he?
Yeah. So Bland retweets David Raymond's tweet about free Randy Blythe because Chuck Blandington is totally against Randy Blythe's freedom.
Freedom in general.
He's against everything.
So he's like, when he saw the Draiman tweet, he goes, is the whole world fucking trolling? Oh, no, is the whole fucking world trolling me now? And then,
because earlier in the day, I think it was Noah maybe retweeted Alex Skolnick tweeting about free Randy Blythe
with the dumbest argument I've ever seen.
And I saw that, and I was just like, "There's so many things I want to say that I can't even pick one." So I just sat in my office instead of working for like half an hour, like, "Oh, just too much to hate. I can't even." But then someone on Twitter called out Blandy for not tweeting about that. So then. Something had to be said when Dave Draiman also jumped in.
And what was the stupid thing that Alex Skolnick said again? Remind me what that was.
He said,
what was his argument?
I think because Randy is a Grammy nominee? Or
no. It wasn't. He was like, shouldn't Americans get some sort of special treatment?
Just being an American citizen.
No! Especially if you're a Grammy winner.
I don't think it meant special treatment. I think it just meant that like we're American citizens, so we should have the utmost human rights wherever we go.
Of course.
Right. But he also added in something
and
about
also,
being a Grammy.
And you'd think being Grammy nominated would help too, but I guess not.
Fuck like, you.
Why
no.
Should that help? No.
I'll look up the exact quote so we're not misquoting.
But at least we know Alex Skolnick was not self-aggrandizing by saying that because he certainly does not have a Grammy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now he can't go overseas and commit crimes freely because he knows he might get in trouble.
No, he's an American at least. Yeah.
I don't think he can afford to go overseas. He's not getting that much change on the train.
Maybe he's fired.
What the fuck?
One would like to think that simply...
I had a long weekend, like, last few days of partying. So this is like my party boy.
What was going in your mouth in these parties?
Oh! marijuana and alcohol.
Yeah, a lot of it.
We'll get to that later. But you're a little flummy.
Here's what he said. One would like to think that simply being an American citizen comes with certain inalienable protection against mistreatment by foreign justice systems.
So, like, if you're from, you know, Switzerland, you don't get that, but because you're an American, you get that?
And also, what mistreatment exactly?
The guy, he's being detained without...
Yeah, because he'd skip town as soon as they let him walk.
Well, why can't they put him on, like, house arrest or something?
He's a flight risk.
A hotel, a fancy hotel.
Really? Because he's Grammy nominated, right?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, so let me finish. Mistreatment by foreign justice systems, especially those of European Union countries such as the Czech Republic. And it would seem like being a four-time Grammy-nominated singer would help.
Yes, no. Three times.
Apparently not.
It's that fourth time that gets you the free get-out-of-jail.
All those four great. Eminem, come on. Think about it.
He does whatever he wants.
He'd shoot people.
Yeah.
But no, there's a reason why they're detaining him. It's not like just randomly like they're persecuting people. It's because, like Sid said, he would immediately leave. There's no reason for him to stay. He's a flight risk. We do the same thing here with flight risks.
We do the same thing here with people that we think might have met a terrorist once. We just detain them indefinitely in Guantanamo Bay.
Exactly.
So why are we allowed to do that?
Because we're American.
Exactly.
There we have it. Yeah. Oh, and then I didn't see this part, but like he added an addendum.
Oh, because Gary Suarez called him out. Because
of Gary Suarez. Yeah.
That was a good article.
It's fantastic.
And he responds.
And I feel like he was fair, too. It wasn't completely negative, you know, but good.
It's like a whole page of...
Well, what was the gist of it?
Basically, he's saying that these irresponsible ranters fail to mention or even consider how often I've been a critic of blind patriotism, cultural illiteracy, and global ignorance as demonstrated by some in the U.S. Someone even had the nerve to accuse me of having a stance reminiscent of the George W. Bush era.
Yes, I agree.
The nerve.
I normally don't feel the need to justify anything I write, but this is just no doubt the most false, shocking, and absurd reaction to anything I've written ever.
You know what that is? That's when someone said the N-word, and then they go, I have a lot of black friends. Yeah. What are you talking about? That's the exact same thing.
Well, just like, no, I'm very liberal, except when it comes to people I've met. Like, friends of mine, no. Get that guy, let's bomb Prague right now.
Yeah, he's an American. And by the way, why do I care what Alex Skolnick thinks about anything?
Exactly.
Well, that's a good point.
Let alone this topic. Like, we're now doing foreign affairs with
I don't
Alex
know how
Skolnick.
We got it to Alex Skolnick, because I wanted to read the David Draymond thing.
Go on. Okay.
So when Sid, I'm sorry, Bland was like, is the whole fucking world trolling me now?
Sid writes Bland. We can reveal that now.
I think we've pretty much stated as much. Then David Draymond responds, in all caps, as he does with all of his tweets, because apparently his phone only has caps lock. He goes, what do you mean, bro? Who's trolling you? And then he goes, then Bland goes, you and every other awful musician, get any sick new piercings lately, bro? And this is a rare tweet that Bland made without any hashtags, which is... and then the best response ever from David Draymond, you saying I'm an awful musician? It's like, yes, that's exactly... He figured it out, yeah. And then Bland responds, way to connect the dots. You're like the caps lock Kojak, which is a phenomenal alliteration. Phenomenal.
Thank you. He does sort of look like Kojak.
Yeah.
So
good.
It works.
Good.
I was going to say Columbo at first, and I was like, wait, no. He actually sort of looks like Telly Savalas, so this works.
And then I love that somehow his fans started getting in on the action. Basement troll hung up on the caps lock thing. If you think he's awful, why are you asking shit? I don't even know what
what I was asking wasn't a question of David Draven. It was just of the world in general. Like, is every? I wasn't saying, Dave, why are you trolling me?
Yeah, no one wants to know what Dave thinks about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful? Do you know how much Asylum made Alone? That's one of their albums.
Yeah.
Do you know where David is in Top Vocalist? LOL.
What does that
the
mean,
next
top
response
vocalist?
Is good from Bland.
He must be on some kind of reality show where he's America's Next Top Vocalist.
Okay, David is not awful musician. He's actually pretty hardcore, to be honest.
Uh-huh. Oh, please be
I've
honest.
Been around right. his music to know.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, we can believe a Chelsea Hazlitt.
I want to read something from the chat here. Death Slicer, who's a very good caller, says, Dave is a shitty vocalist with a small dick. I'm wondering if are you just like throwing out a random insult, or is there some?
It would explain the caps lock.
Yeah. Is there some kind of a known story about him that he has a small penis?
Rob,
so you can follow up on that.
I
if there was ever Dave Draymond dick pics, it would have been on Metal Injection.
Oh,
front page.
Was he on Is Anyone Up at some point?
Are they even metal? Is that like
no?
No.
Hard rock at best.
Yeah. At best, worst band ever.
Oh my God.
Oh, he says he just threw that out there. All right, so we shouldn't allege that he has a small penis. We don't know.
We'll let the music speak for itself.
Someone is asking if Rob was into Disturbed in the late 90s.
I was.
Of course.
I absolutely. I thought they were like of like all the hard rock bands,
mm-hmm.
like them and System of a Down are probably like the heaviest.
You're really putting them in the same sentence?
Style. Well, I still listen to System of a Down. I don't listen to Disturbed anymore.
But that's because it's socially acceptable.
I think it's still like it can go either way. But I loved System of a Down. Like
Godsmack?
Like a huge fan. I liked that first Godsmack album.
Do you still like it, or at the time?
At the time, I liked it. But when we were doing that new metal episode, me and Sean were sending Godsmack songs back and forth, and I'm like, okay, no, this is still really catchy.
Uh-huh.
I don't like anything past the first album.
It is catchy. It is catchy.
Really, really catchy. Ugh.
I'm not gonna lie.
For hard rock. I mean, it's not like fucking
Godsmack always just sounded awful to me. Disturbed is sort of catchy. I could see.
Yeah.
Godsmack.
And the thing with Disturbed though, I feel like their downfall is just that every song sounds exactly the same.
Their downfall with the sickness.
Wait,
every song does not sound the same because he doesn't make monkey noises in every song.
I feel like in all the singles, he comes out like wah wah. You know, like he has one sort
thing.
Of.
I gotta turn this comment into a song lyric. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rob Faps alone. Well, who doesn't fap alone?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little weird?
He's saying he fapped to Disturbed.
Oh. Well, no. I Stand Alone is a Godsmack song.
Okay, Darren. So.
Okay, fair enough.
Darren, you're allowed to not know the difference.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I actually do know that because all their songs are about piss.
No, but also I Stand Alone was like one of those, wasn't that like an army or a navy?
Aren't all their songs in some kind of recruiting commercial or another?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, we have a caller.
They're patriots.
Oh my God! If this is what I think it is, 425.
Yo, hello. This is Thrash Metal NBA. I want to give a shout out to my boy Chucky Boy Blandington for starting the Twitter wall. Also, a big shout out to Frankie D from the Mule and David Dreidel.
That's very good.
David Dreidel. Oh, David Dreidel. Very nice.
Yeah, my boy David Dreidel from this third.
Thank you, Shlomo.
My boy Shlomo too.
I think that's Death Slicer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's a good Shlomo impression.
Very good Shlomo impression. Better than mine. I always feel like I try to do a Shlomo impression.
Was that a Shlomo impression? Maybe he just naturally talks like that.
No, we know that guy. Or it's not him. Never mind.
No?
So who was?
Oh,
my God. It was really Shlomo.
It's not Shlomo. It's a different...
No, I know it's not Shlomo. I'm saying it wasn't the guy I thought who was impressed.
It was another person with Shlomo's affliction.
Very nice.
Perhaps. Are you still there?
Yeah, are you guys giving out free merch today?
No merch today.
Okay, I'll come back next week.
Okay,
Rob's got a can of Arizona iced tea. He might be able to FedEx that to you when he finishes.
Why can't you give him something?
Yeah, give me a stain shirt or something.
Don't ask for that from Rob.
I can find my old stain shirt.
You'll just get a shirt with a stain on it.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a shirt with those sweat stains from his titties.
From my titties or my pitties?
That's my titties, baby.
That's my titties, baby.
Your titties, baby.
All right, I gotta go. One love.
That's my titties, baby.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Wow.
A quick reminder, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Speaking of swag, I finally mailed out that poster for the 2011 Fantasy League.
Speaking of which, quickly, if anybody wants to do a 2012 Fantasy Football League, the rest of the co-hosts aren't especially interested in participating, so it would be the listeners versus Sid. Just tweet at Bland Injection your email address, and I'll send you an invite. Bam.
The person we sent it to, OOO.
Oh, that's who that? Okay.
Yes. I just received the poster, and I want to thank you for sending it to me, and thank the whole MI crew for all the witty comments on the poster.
Nice.
Hmm.
You guys are witty.
Is it
Thank you.
Or is it ooh?
Ooh.
I think it's ooh because he has Hypnotoad as his avatar.
Oh.
He was spelling it.
Oh.
Now we're all saying it.
Ooh.
We say his username sexily.
So, Noah, tell us about your active weekend. Start with your Friday.
Okay. On Friday, Monica and I went clubbing. We went to, like, dance clubs because our friend from work, Troy, knows a few of the DJs. So we went to this one club called Beauty and Essex, and we were, like, in the DJ booth.
Beauty and Essex?
Essex.
Essex. All right.
I can't say it.
All right, fine.
Say Essex.
All right. I got the idea. Go ahead.
So we were, like, in the DJ booth hanging out with the DJ, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, the whole Hot 97 crew is here. So we look over at the dance floor, and it's, like, all the Hot 97 DJs just, like, dancing.
Was Rosenberg there?
Well, there was one white guy with, like, these really weird pants. Like, they weren't camouflage. It was, like, branches on his pants, and he was, like, dancing. So it was me, my sister, and Monica. We were dancing, and Monica takes out her phone and takes a picture of the guy, and, like, the flash was on and everything, just, like, taking a picture of his pants.
Okay. Who was he?
I don't know. Maybe he was that Rosenberg guy, whatever.
Hot 97,
DJ Peter Rosenberg! Yeah. That's his name, Peter Rosenberg.
He's a white guy, but Hot 97 is like the hip-hop station in New York. We talk about it sometimes just in case anyone didn't.
Yeah, so I really wanted to, like, try to dance with them. Like, you know, the black guy with the beard that always wears the baseball hat?
I don't know who that is.
Sway?
No, Sway wears the penis skin.
Funk Master Flex?
Yeah, I think so. No, not isn't he dead?
No.
No.
This guy,
that was Heavy D that died, right?
Yeah, like 15 years ago.
Whatever.
This guy?
This guy.
Yeah, Funk Master Flex.
Yeah.
He was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 50, though.
Yeah.
Funk Master Flex! He's got to be older than 50, no?
I'm guessing. Maybe conservative. 43.
What?
I'm surprised by
that.
From the Bronx.
The Bronx Borough President. That's crazy to me. Okay.
Ew, Sid.
I think that came out on
it.
It
had to come over the mic.
There's
this little silence. Uh-huh. Like,
Noah belched into the mic while we were testing the equipment before it popped my headphone.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with the story. But
you said you did all this interesting
stuff. You got
really
drunk.
Oh, okay. So then after that, we went to a different club.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what happened? Did you interact with the Hot 97 guys at all?
Well,
were they giving you any shout-outs?
We started dancing, and, like, I was trying to, like, move my booty a lot because maybe that would have
been
attractive.
Yeah, look at that white girl booty! Pew, pew, pew!
I really wanted to do that, like, move the booty bounce.
Uh-huh.
You know, like when you put your hand on the floor and then you just, like, bounce your booty up and down.
Okay. Is there a video of this?
No. I wasn't quite drunk enough.
All right.
So then we went to a different club, and we were already trashed, and it was very packed. And, I mean, I'm used to going to metal shows and stuff and being, like, smushed in between all these guys or whatever. But
so they give you a wide berth here because they wanna look at you, basically. They don't smush on you.
No, they were all really, really gross, like, because they're normal guys who go to clubs to, like, grind on girls or whatever. So anyway, I was dancing with Monica and my sister, and it was really packed, and we were standing near the bar. So this one guy is trying to make his way to the bar, and he pushes my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we were drinking tequila and stuff that night, and whenever I drink tequila, I always feel like, I don't know, I'm like this big, beefy dude. Like, I just want to beat the shit out of everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of my way!
Tequila puts me in a really bad place.
That's Noah's internal monologue.
Yeah.
I never knew that about you.
So he, like, kind of pushed her, and she got really mad, and then we, like, got all up in his face, and he was so terrified.
Really?
He like, started apologizing, and he was, like, there was fear in his eyes, and he's like, I'll get you guys shots. I'm like, okay.
All right. That worked. Which one of you went home with him?
No, we just danced with him a little bit, and then we, like, ignored him. Oh. We just wanted the shots.
Did you ever get drunk enough to do the booty pop thing you wanted to do?
Not that night.
Oh, you have?
I mean, I can do it. I can.
Can you demonstrate it now?
I can't do it because I'm wearing these jeans.
You can wait while we.
We could do a little costume change.
Yeah, we'll take
maybe
a music.
I'll show
break.
You during the break. Yeah,
we'll play the first two songs in the music break right now. Go ahead, Rob.
Booty pop, booty, booty, booty pop.
No.
And then we're gonna get the Rob's iPhone to record this.
No, I don't want that on the internet. No.
Really?
Well, really? Even if we obscure your face.
I can definitely do it because I have a lot of meat on my ass.
Okay.
So.
We know that.
Noah has a fantastic booty.
Yes.
A+.
Is it bootylicious?
We'll do business. Very bootylicious.
So she's a bootylicious biznatch?
Mm-hmm. Bootylicious and boobalicious.
Well, we knew that already.
A+, would bang again.
let's take a caller. The number to dial, 646-929-1357. 361, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys. Justin again from like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
What's up, Justin again?
Last time I talked to you guys, I gave you guys a band for Thrash It or Trash It, and you all liked it. I have come to you with another band.
No.
Oh, okay.
Good luck.
Oh, well.
What's the band?
Oh, it's a band called No Warning. I don't know if you guys would consider it.
Fate's Warning? We know them. They're great.
No Warning.
Don't speak
for them. No Warning.
Are they from Toronto?
I have to check because I don't know for sure where they're from.
Are they a hardcore punk band from Toronto, Canada?
They are.
They're broken up?
Yes. You are correct.
You're giving this, you realize the whole point of Trash It or the Thrash It or Trash It is for new unsigned bands to get exposure.
I actually didn't know they were broken up, so my fault.
Way to bum them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
For nothing.
Their MySpace page also has no music on it.
Oh, the one I found did. Okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where?
I searched it up before I called in.
Where's the link?
How did you find them?
Oh, my sister listened to them. I just kind of listened to them from her.
Wait. So how many bands do you want us to review today?
Oh, there's only one, but...
Yeah. Come on.
Seamless. That was perfect.
That was too easy.
Do you think he did that on purpose?
No. I think Rob really got him with that.
Yep. I believe it.
Yeah.
So Death Slicer wanted to call in. He was on hold earlier, but since he's from a foreign country, I told him to hang up until we were ready for him.
Is he all right? Is the Czech Republic treating him okay?
Yeah. Is he calling us from prison?
Tell him not to aggressively push anyone off a stage anywhere.
He's bringing a carrot cake with a nail file in it to Randy Bly as we speak.
Oh, I had carrot cake earlier.
Oh, we have
earlier.
A caller.
Gross.
Here we go. Slicer, is that you?
Yes, it is me, guys.
Hello there. What's up?
Wait. Why are you talking about Randy Bly every time I call in? I'm not connected to him.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Norway.
Oh, Norway.
Close enough.
Yeah, it's Europe.
Yep.
You had goulash.
No. Not even close. Like, the Czech Republic is fucked up compared to us.
Oh, yeah? How so?
I don't know. I have no idea whatsoever. I just say things randomly.
Yeah.
Well, Norway's great. Well, Norway's one of the best countries for, like, civil rights and, you know, low crime.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The only thing that sucks is that it's so fucking cold.
Yeah. It's right. But actually, at this moment, it's really hot. It's fucking the hardest thing in the world to get to sleep right now.
How long does summer last over there?
From like May to August, something like that.
That's not terrible.
That's not too bad.
But yeah, it's those winters.
Yeah, it's all right.
So why were you calling in? Do you have something for the show?
Well, actually, I do. I was wondering how many imitations I would be doing today, but yeah, I guess I would just like take that as it comes. But actually, I do have another thing.
Okay.
I don't think this would be, like, this won't really apply to Thrash It or Trash It that much. But the thing is, like, I've noticed that I think you, Darren, listen to a lot of old Thrash, isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and I fucking love thrash. That's probably the it's the only genre that I really listen to, and I've explored like the new bands a whole lot, and I found one that I really really have to show you guys, even though they're on Century Media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it Warbringer?
Nope, it's not Warbringer. This is a Spanish band called Angelos Apatrida.
Hmm.
Okay.
Do they sing it?
No, they don't. They sing in crappy English.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, you want to put...
Yeah.
Like Scorpion, then, in Spanish.
Do you want to post...
Yeah, pretty much.
With the link in the...
No, let him just play it over the phone.
Oh, okay.
No, if that won't be necessary. Here's the link. Fuck you, Sid, by the way.
Dare
for coming with those stupid suggestions right there.
Sid can say you dare you all he wants, but he loves hate. He feeds off to hate.
Thanks.
They look cute. Oh, they play Jackson.
I was just thinking of what Fiddle just said. Dance with the dead in my dreams.
Fast forward
a minute, he said.
No, we can't. They have really hot chicks in the video.
Alright. Are they hot chicks like you consider hot chicks?
Sure. One of them is ours.
No,
I don't know. I'm fine, though.
You know, when we look through the
geek...
Are you
saying I have poor taste in women?
No, I say...
No, for Geek to Geek, they were okay looking if they're on a site called Geek to Geek.
Ah, the truth comes out.
By comparison.
That's not what you said at the time.
This part is a mistake.
I feel like for thrash, this is taking too long.
And also, they're saying in the chat this is not thrash. I kind of agree with that, really. That's borderline. But it's good. I like it.
Oh, they're hot. They're cute.
Noah's lusting
it
out.
It sounds just like overkill. His vocal sound like overkill.
I don't care about that anymore. She's like staring at the broads in the video.
No, the guys. The guys are hot.
Oh, really? No, what do the guys look like?
They're probably all...
They're all hair.
Rob said no, they're not hot.
Well,
Rob and I have different tastes in guys, apparently.
Okay.
So.
What do they look like, Noah? Give us the... I can't see from here.
Just
one
hair.
Of them has a Nevermore shirt on.
He does?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
He just went to an 11. One of them has a Falconer shirt on, too.
Yeah, wow.
Falcon bad.
Ooh.
Noah, are you wet?
I like the drummer.
The drummer looks like a girl. That's why Noah likes
him. Oh, boy. Hey, maybe that's we're onto something now.
Okay, nope. So this is all right. It's not, I'm not.
Well, the thing is, I wanted you to fast forward 1 minute because it's a fucking gay intro.
Well, we got into it way after.
We're
2 minutes
into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's really cool. I have not noticed those chicks, but that may just be because I'm blind, or at least half blind. So I'm like a second SOMO.
Are you really joking, or you really have eyesight problems?
This is actually serious. This is the one thing I am probably ever going to be serious about on this show. I'm blind on one eye, and I can see a little on the other one. That's probably the reason why I may be so. The reason why I may be so good at impressions because I've like practiced that shit my whole life.
So what? Like, how did you become blue? Were you born that way, or you had an accident?
Yeah, I was born. I was born this way.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Cue the Lady Gaga song. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
I was hoping you wouldn't say it.
No, I mean, the joke was in the room. I had to let it out.
No,
it was like
we
a
were
fart,
all content to
like a big fart that I was holding in.
I didn't even hear what you were saying. What was the joke again?
Doesn't matter.
Do you wear an eye patch?
Can that be like?
No.
When we play,
what do you look like? Do you have
hold
one?
When we play goodbye, when people say one, if people say born this way, we'll just
no.
Cue up the Lady
Gaga. Absolutely
not.
And no one will ever say that again.
I really just the way you guys are getting so mad at this is
can we
the
get
only
back
reason
to what
I'm not mad.
Like,
it's just the,
like no, there's no possible.
No, it's not. It's just that it wasn't funny. Keep going on and on.
I am
it's
loving
just
it.
An obvious joke.
I am
it's
loving
a bad
it.
Joke.
I'm loving it. So you were born this way.
Here is the link to my Facebook if you want to see what I look like.
He's trying to play the Sid role, and it doesn't suit you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sid.
Okay.
I was just born.
Sid role. I just hate on Sid for all the reasons, yeah.
But you love him deep down inside. He's your favorite.
Yeah, I got to admit that. I really do.
Thank you.
I just tried to disguise it.
So do you wear an eye patch?
No, go to the Facebook link I sent in the chat, and you can look for yourself.
I want to see.
I got to see what he looks
Rob,
like.
Rob, could we make a metal injection eye patch to send him that he could sometimes wear?
Like, oh, wow.
That would be so fucking amazing.
Like a Norwegian kid.
No, you look like Meatloaf.
Oh.
A little bit.
What? Yeah. Meatloaf?
In the face. You're not a fat slob like him, but... Oh,
I've actually put on a lot of weight since then, so I might just be looking like him from all the weight. Yeah.
It's like Leonardo DiCaprio in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh, yeah. I see that. Yeah, you're right.
Just the tussled hair, kind of young, sprightly blonde boy thing going on.
Oh.
Damn it. I'm never... That annoys me. I'm never going to be evil like I should.
Just color your hair black.
Yeah, I tried that once, but my parents got fucking mad at me.
Rob keeps getting a blocked phone call like last week. Is it listeners? Is it listeners calling you?
I don't know. I'm not picking up.
Can I pick up?
Yeah, no, pick up.
It's me. I found your number, Rob. I'm the new Googler.
Oh, cool.
Two lines going?
Okay, thank you. Damn, there's so many good listeners that stopped calling in to this show. It was like a hell of a lot. I've actually spent like the last months listening to the 71st episodes because I just got it right into the show and listened to the newest ones at first.
Nice.
So you listened
to that was really
episodes like the first 70
the 71st
yeah,
episode
one episode over and over.
Yeah.
By the way,
the
hey,
first
Sean,
70 is what do you mean?
Yeah. The first 70 episodes. Yeah, that's it.
Which was your favorite?
Well, I just listened to the one where Shlomo called in the first time, and that was fucking hilarious. I gotta fucking tell you guys, that was good shit.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that someone is listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been addicted.
Have you told all your friends about us?
What?
Have you told all your friends about us?
Pretty much. I think I've even mentioned you a lot of times on my actual show. So, yeah.
Your show? What's your show about? What do you do?
Only thrash metal. It's called Thrash Till the Death, and you can find it at thrashtillthedeath.blogspot.com.
Oh, a little plug action.
Yeah, so all this time, he's sucking up just to get that plug out.
I'm gonna edit it out. Don't worry.
that's the only reason why I call into the show, just to promote myself. And, of course, also say...
Bullshit.
I don't know if you heard that, but
yeah, we
did hear that. Good.
Yeah, I'm since I'm calling through Skype, I got this software which I can do this and this.
I could do that without any software. But
yeah,
I've
been sitting here and doing that.
Sid's software is a burrito. He has to upload a little Taco Bell.
My
and then
software is stool software.
Yeah, that's it.
So I feel like now we're really close friends. So if we take a trip to Norway, can we stay at your house so we don't have to pay for a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I'll do that.
Yeah. That's no problem. I'll put in a good word for you. I'll say that these guys are my weekly fuck buddies. And then I'm sure they're going to be more than happy to let you stay.
Okay.
So become fuck buddies?
Give me the phone.
Who's the fuck buddy at? Because someone talked over you. Who's the fuck buddy?
Everybody on this goddamn show, except Sean, because he's not here. He's just a douche.
I'm right here, dude.
Sean is late.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Sean impersonator.
Hello, Sean.
Soundboard. I just have soundboards of everything Sean ever said.
And rape. And rape.
All over my penis and face.
All over my penis and face.
There we go.
I was a human there mirror. My parents are proud.
Tons of gay sex.
Well, Flies is calling in, man.
That's Flies.
Well, no problem. If you don't mind, I would like to call in later, too.
Hey, you're a little...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to click on the trigger there.
Yeah,
call in later if you feel inspired. But have something to contribute to the show. That's all we have.
Awesome. Yeah, this was really cheap, too. So this is going to take a long time to use up all this money.
Great.
I'm not kidding. I'm kidding.
Beautiful.
Can you give us a little James Hetfield What's the? What did we do last time where I play? There needs to be a name for this where I play a clip and.
I like imitated a lot of those. What the fuck is that song called? Until It Sleeps, Fox.
Here we go.
Like,
go.
No.
Go.
No,
no,
no, no, no,
yeah. Another one.
Go.
All right, one more. Go.
Well, no. I was going to say we should call that segment Slizer See, Slizer Do, but it's technically not accurate.
I actually want to say one more thing, this last thing, and that is going to be, that gives me a migraine headache.
Good.
Wow.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you, Slizer. You're our most enthusiastic. Our most enthusiastic listener.
Enthusiastic, not even enthusiastic.
Yeah. Well, like Slizer with the Z.
I think we should just keep him on the line, and he could instead of Darren playing sound effects, he could just be the sound effect.
But he might run out of minutes.
I could do that. I could totally do that, especially now that I don't have to even pay fucking 1 cent per minute.
Hey, give me one of these.
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
That's pretty good. Not as good as the James, I feel.
Yeah,
but
it's still good.
Oh, really? Megadeth is my favorite band, and like Metallica. There was a certain time period where I was like so fucking pissed at Metallica for kicking Dave out.
Well, there would never be Megadeth if you never got kicked out.
You're getting a request to do Danzig.
Yeah.
Let's hear your Danzig.
We'll gotta work out.
It's my Danzig isn't that good. I still need to work on that one.
Can't all right. have it all. Yeah. You're
it's
not
okay.
Darren
it's
Delgado.
Okay. It's okay. You were just born this way. Okay.
But I do think my fucking bullshit has been right. slightly improved since last time.
Do you live by yourself? Or do you have like...
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Like my mom is she's almost always at the neighbor's house because they're together. And this is like really cool for me because then I could just like stay here alone all the time and scream and like yell as loud as I want.
A relative.
What time
like
is it right now
shouting?
In Norway?
Time is let me see here. It is 1:42. Damn.
4 p.m.
A.m.
Come on.
A.m.
Nice.
You really didn't know that?
Noah doesn't know things.
I don't know where I am right now.
We were driving through her neighborhood. She's like, I don't even know how we're here. And I'm like, what do you mean?
We
just
turned off.
I get
so confused. Like, the streets crisscross in a really weird, nonsensical way. So
I will say that is true. Around here, the streets are very strange.
Yeah. So, I'm always so disoriented. Like, I never – I'll get lost walking around the block.
Wow.
That's worse than me, and I'm fucking blind.
I mean, yeah. I understand not knowing the exact hour, but, like, you don't know 12 hours in range what it is?
One great part though was one of the streets is called Humboldt Street.
Yeah, Humboldt Street.
So we just kept going Humboldt.
We're gonna take Humboldt.
Humboldt.
Streets us and make it Humboldt.
I'm gonna break his back, fuck his ass, and make him humble.
Oh, we were doing a lot of shit because
like
we were driving from upstate, so like anytime there was traffic, we were like fuck. The traffic, no good piece of shit driver, don't know how to
we have to come back home tomorrow.
Fuck the tomorrow.
Who was driving?
Fuck the tomorrow. I saw a mix of that on YouTube, actually.
It's all over. He's a celebrity.
Oh, fuck. I almost forgot. This is another thing that I got to show you guys, and you're going to fucking love this.
Okay.
How do you know?
I don't know because you're just the type of show to love, really, really love this kind of shit.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's a Florida.
Not at all.
This is
Megadeth and Metallica mashup. I'm posting the link right now.
Okay. Sounds great.
Oh, yeah. It's Megatallica, guys.
All right, hold on. We have it right here, actually.
All right, thanks for calling, Slizer.
I was just going to get to my nachos and chips while talking.
On the subject, like I was asking him if there's anyone at home that hears him screaming. Earlier, me and Rob got here a little early, and the door wasn't open yet. So we were waiting, and a neighbor came by. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you guys live over here? I live in the apartment next door. Do you guys hear noises at night sometimes? And Rob was like, yeah, we don't actually
That's
live
not
here.
What he said.
Isn't
That's
that
not
what
he
said?
What no, he
said?
Was saying, do you hear noises from our apartment?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought he said,
was he
cute?
Because
be like,
I think
Rob screaming during the podcast.
Was he hot? Because like I never actually
He's a Latino
him.
Man with a little son and
You're
a
asking
scooter.
Them too if he's hot. Oh. I mean,
probably. Ask me. That's what Jared was implying.
He was on, yeah. I was on that side, not this.
Oh my God, that guy. So I know the neighbor on the other side, and the neighbor on the other side asked me if I hear the Spanish guy. So I'm like, well, not really, because my living room, like his bedroom is over, like on the other side. So the other neighbor was telling me how like he always. Like, this guy, like, blasts musicals in the morning, like...
I was just gonna
say. Like that. Yeah, like, they have, like, parties and stuff until 2 in the morning. He has, like a 5-year-old kid.
She's free.
But I always hear him and his wife fighting.
Oh, what do they say?
And the way that they fight, like, they just yell at each other and, like, curse one another.
Latin couples are fiery.
So the neighbor, the other neighbor, like
in English or in Spanish?
No, in English and like cursing in Spanish.
Oh, nice.
So the other neighbor told me how like he went over one day to like ask them to turn the music down, and the Spanish guy was like, "I don't fucking have to do anything you tell me," and his kid like comes and stands by the door, and the Spanish guy is like cursing and everything, like telling my neighbor to fuck off.
Really?
And the neighbor's like, you know, I don't feel comfortable with your kid standing here and for you to be using this kind of language.
They pull out a switchblade.
Yeah.
Suddenly we're back at CBGB's fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy didn't stab us, right, Rob? Oh my God. We were so close to him. He could have totally.
Yeah. So I wonder why he probably asked you because he's having an issue with the other neighbor.
You want to know who else he had to curse out? Put in line.
What?
Do you think you guys were like a gay couple here too?
Oh, did he think you guys were together?
I don't know. He just asked. Assuming
I just want to clarify.
You know, we don't like fucking fags in his building, man.
You want to go over there right now and let him know?
Oh, by the way. By the way, we're not gay. But if we were gay, I just want to let you know I would be the top.
You know what? Rob would be the top just because Sid could not get any purchase on him. Rob could always fight him off.
He would fucking break me. There's no way he would.
You would be asking for it.
Would you hurt Sid? Would you hurt him?
Sid getting raped by a silverback gorilla.
I feel like it's not going to happen.
Sid could ride you now.
Oh,
like a pony fetish.
Like what? Like literally put a saddle on Rob?
Yeah, exactly.
You could be a reverse cowgirl.
It doesn't have to be sexual. I would put a saddle on Rob and ride him around.
just as a silverback gorilla.
Head, make it sexual.
It's a good it's good exercise for Rob.
Can we take a video during the break?
Noah, do you have a saddle in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Will it fit Rob?
Good point. Who would Rob be a bottom for? Ask the people, Chump One.
Look at
Paul Masvidal, definitely.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like Masvidal is a bottom, though. He doesn't seem very.
Next time you interview him, ask.
So, Paul, top or bottom?
Is he gay?
So, next topic.
Check Twitter.
I don't know. I don't know the guy.
I mean, I don't think he is like he talks about that.
He doesn't talk about it, but I mean,
it's implied.
If you do some Googling,
I don't. I'm completely alien to his personal
life.
No guys
in metal ever talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I'm not judging at all.
Darren, let me just put it this way: I was told not to talk about it on the show.
I didn't know. All right.
Like a year ago or 2 years ago.
Okay, I won't mention it.
Maybe the statue. Yeah, so we should never talk about his sexuality on the show.
Gay!
All right. Okay, let's take a break.
I really
break.
Didn't know that. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
And I'm not judging. Well, now, gay, that's awesome.
Now you and all the listeners know that we cannot talk about
it. Well,
you
don't judge, but
show.
I feel like other people in the metal community are not open.
Well, let them come into the 21st century.
He should have picked a more understanding genre of music to play.
That's a very good point. Or if not, then at least put up with the blowback, right?
Well, he's not
fair.
He's not going one way or the other, and that was a bad choice of words. I understand.
He was born that way.
But
I'm not talking about him.
He was very much born that way.
Whatever way he is, he was probably born that.
Buckwheat said to Rob should be a bottom for David Draymond.
No.
He's
that
very
is
aggro.
Not kosher.
Very aggro.
But then if like Draymond leans in, he might scratch him with his chin piercing.
Do you think if Draymond were a bottom, when he like screams that he's getting fucked, as he's like, oh wow,
yeah.
Come at me, bro.
He looks like he has a Prince Albert. Like a really thick, like a thick gauge, too.
Are you into those, Sean?
What, Prince Albert?
Yeah.
I don't know. They kind of catch on my butthole.
Dig out my booty hole, bro.
I always wondered about that. Like,
yeah, they catch your sphincter.
Yeah, like gross.
Tell me I'm a terrible musician. Yeah. I suck.
Was that Danzig and David Draymond having sex?
It lapsed a little by accident. That was my two impressions.
It's an orgy.
I don't actually know what he sounds like talking. I only know that.
He has like a very Jewish tone.
Like Gilbert Gottfried interviewed him?
No. This is David Draymond.
Like an Israeli.
Elite singer of this stuff.
Yeah, let's do not like a Woody Allen kind of thing.
No, not like a nebbish Jew.
I don't know. I sing and people don't like me on the Twitter, and then I don't know.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
It's loading. 1 second.
Okay.
He's talking about Hard Rock and Metal Station.
Someone claims you'd be a bottom for Joe Franklin. Is that true?
Who wouldn't,
ladies and gentlemen?
Or maybe like Cousin Brucey?
Yeah.
Serbioso.
Track. Another Way to Die, this new single from the new record.
He sounds like Joe Franklin. What was that?
The Act of Rock for
A new track on the new album, my friends. The new Disturbed track. And it's going to be brought to you by Manischewitz, my friends. The best matzahs in existence, my friends.
Lots of friends, yeah.
The next album, the concept is The Murder of Lubby Kletsky.
Wow. Fastest climbing single we've ever released.
He looks like Howie Mandel.
Yeah, he totally looks like Howie.
I know what he looks like. I never heard of
regular America. Yeah. It's unfortunate that there isn't enough of a voice of rock on radio out here. I think that because the East Coast in general is
putting
our strongest.
I get the point.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a music break.
He sounded like he was getting a mani-pedi as he was doing the interview.
Before we go to break, can I give something to Sid?
Uh-oh. Oh, is this the from your dad?
Yeah, since it's taken me so long to give it to you, now we can kind of classify it as a birthday present.
Okay.
But my old man went to the thrift store to pick me up some Cubs and Blackhawk shirts, and he paused because he saw something for Sid, and he bought it as well.
All right.
So when I brought it for
you. Is it a tuxedo?
By the way, Sid's birthday is this Thursday.
Yes. So, Darren got me a lovely Mets jersey that says Sid on the back.
Yes.
Oh.
You better wear this next show.
You're holding. Oh, no. Green Day.
Green Day, American Idiot.
It's a tour shirt.
Wow.
You
don't want it out there.
It looks like it's a girl size.
Let me see. I might have actually been to one.
Yeah, my dad didn't know how big you were. He's just seen photos. So you got a medium. I might be too small. Go try it on.
He also got you rancid panties, too.
I'm pretty sure I was at one of these shows. So, I saw them a couple times on this tour. I liked American Idiot a lot. It's a good album.
Oh, some people are asking what's going to happen for your birthday show, which I guess will be next week.
Yeah,
I thought it would be this week, but
I don't know.
It's the same thing that happens every week.
Playlist.
Try to take over the world.
We'll just do our show.
All right.
Are we going to roast you? We're going to roast you.
Whatever you want
to
do.
That means we have to do work.
Let's get to
the callers.
Guys, let's get to the music.
Doesn't matter if you love him.
Oh, you motherfucker. You motherfucker.
There.
Thank you.
No. Let's get to the...
Wait, do you really have that in your iTunes playlist?
No, it's on YouTube.
Sure.
Yeah, he has
it's Noah.
Yeah. He loaded it on YouTube so that we wouldn't know that it was in his iTunes.
There's nothing wrong with the Gaga.
You know, that's not even true because Rob is so technologically OCD that he'd have to, if he has it on iTunes, he'd have to play it from there.
Yeah, I would not go with the YouTube bid rate.
Fidelity?
Yeah. All right. Let's get this thing started with a little Meshuga. We'll be right back.
This is Chuck Landington. America ranks 37th among industrialized nations in providing health care for its citizens. USA, USA, USA.
Yeah.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
Well, queers. Are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live cast right now.
Hour number two is in full effect here on the Metal Injection Live cast. That's Noah coughing because we just smoked a doobie.
I think my lungs have just...
Well, yeah, we're back, Sean. You might want to put your headphones on.
He's on a delay.
So, yeah, Noah and I just got back from upstate in Woodstock, New York.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting. There is nothing in Woodstock, New York. Like, we couldn't even find coffee this morning.
David Cross lives there. Do you know that?
No.
He does.
I don't believe you.
He does. No, seriously.
I don't believe you. No, we were up there to see two of our very close friends get married.
Yes, they go by the name of...
Well, they don't, but... Vince Neilstein and his girlfriend, Metal GF.
Well, one's your close friend. The other one you know because of the close friend.
I would say I'm...
She said we're best friends.
We're best friends forever, to be specific.
How old is she?
30.
Okay.
No, I'm reeling. I don't know if you wanted that public, but... No, it was a really fun wedding. It was like the coolest Jewish wedding I've been to. Pretty progressive.
Was it the Jewy though? I mean
they had a chuppah. They definitely had the
it
chair.
It was like barely Jewy though.
Yeah, barely Jewy. The least religious wedding.
It was
wedding.
A nod
like,
to
tolerable.
Jew.
And what I liked about the rabbi, very reformed rabbi, and like he was as
it was
he was
David
going
Ross.
As he was going through the
yeah we are here. Open up, you better life!
Like, as he was going through all the Jewish traditions, he would explain what he was doing.
Oh, to all the non-Jews.
To the Goyim, yeah. Which means non-Jew.
Right.
I got to ask again, Noah, what was the way he referred to God?
No, okay.
Elohim.
That was, no.
No. This is the unspoken
name. The unspoken name for God, which the rabbi would never say. It was one of the people that was drunk.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
So you're not supposed to say Yahweh.
Yahweh.
That's like the true name of God.
So what happens if you say Yahweh?
Wait. You get hit by lightning. I don't know. Like you
they
die.
Say
like,
that in the Catholic Church, though.
But like, what's the penalty of that?
You die. Like you're
well,
not
it's
supposed
in the
to.
Old Testament.
You, obviously you don't die because you just said it. Like what's the
you're
real...
like cursed. I don't know. Or like... God denounces you.
I think we should name this episode Yahweh.
Because to me, that's all, I'm sorry to get off the topic, but that's always so stupid to me because, like,
I agree.
How many of these people followed this shit for like 5,000 years and then the Holocaust happens? So, like, that whole time you could have been saying Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh and not worried about it.
There
would have
been
still...
that many more Holocausts.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Yeah, maybe
think...
nobody, yeah, nobody said it before. And then
stupid
a bunch
Anne
of
Frank
said...
had to fuck
oh,
it up
yeah.
for everyone. You never read that chapter in her book.
Actually, did you hear that rabbi say that speech, it's my way or the Yahweh?
That was actually good. I'll give you that.
You made
thank
a,
you.
Thank
you. Almost
Colbert
up
Report.
For,
thank you.
Colbert Report has a segment, Yahweh or No Way.
Oh, well,
oh really?
Yeah. Good job.
I was going to say you almost made up for Born This Way, but you didn't. Born This
Listen,
Yahweh.
This sense of humor, I wasn't gifted it, okay? I was born this way. Thank
oh,
you.
No.
Thank you.
You should have been aborted this way.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm choking. I shouldn't have said Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Give me that.
Well, I actually did read someone who, some rabbi wrote an article. Like, there's a whole school of thought about this, that Jews, the Holocaust happened because they weren't
good enough
Jews.
Ugh. So
which
stupid.
Is disgusting. But it is disgusting, but to me it's also honest, because it's like there's no other real way to explain why the Holocaust happened. Like, they all have stupid explanations, or we don't understand God, or God's mysterious. But at least this guy has the balls to say, we didn't do what God wanted, and he fucking killed 6 million people.
But that's like looking for, like, a religious answer.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. It's totally insane to say that. But it's consistent within their stupid, insane story.
Yeah.
But, I mean, anything could be stupid and insane in that story.
Well, no, I think there's an internal logic, like, you know, with a sci-fi story or anything like that, that you have to stay on if you want it to make sense. Like, if you look at Christianity, like, that shit is just all over the fucking place. Like, none of that, from page to page, none of that makes sense, you know? So, I at least appreciate it when they try to stay within their stupidly
crazy,
insane, defined boundaries. But usually they don't. Anyway, I'm sorry. You can talk about the wedding again. I got to find a little rant there.
No, but it was really nice.
Back to Yahweh.
Yeah, back to Yahweh.
Born this Yahweh. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was exhaling my marijuana. So, yeah, they get married, and then the reception, I guess that's what it's called.
We're not really good at this stuff.
I don't know. It was really nice, too, and lots of traditional Jewish stuff, like, you know, the bride and groom, they sit on chairs, and then all the like, wedding parties, like,
they
lift
like
them
throw
up.
Throw them up in the air.
And kind of, it's like they're kind of like...
all the wedding parties?
Well, like everyone from the wedding parties, just please. I just smoke some weed, okay? Take it easy on Rob.
He's barely listening to the show. But the only thing he catches.
But I will be a grammar police.
Yes, I am.
Don't say grammar Nazi, because we're talking about Jews right now.
Yeah. And the thing is, Vince Neilstein's best man was Axel Rosenberg, who is, like, the most cynical person, like... If there was a no fun police,
right.
He would be the commissioner
right.
of the no fun
over
police.
Over me?
Yes.
Oh my God, he's like
head
level.
I refuse.
I mean, you guys would both have to like have a pretty good platform.
I feel like Sid's a fun guy though. He's just he's very.
I feel
he
out cranky. I don't know. I have lived with you.
I feel like he's a little bit more lethal than Sid.
But Sid likes
Sid.
How so?
I don't know. He's like a lot more cutthroat.
I think Noah says this because.
He told me that
Axel Rosenberg is really harsh to her.
Oh my God,
really?
He's so mean.
Completely joking.
He told me that I'm devoid of emotion. Like I have no emotions.
Is that true?
Sure.
I mean, I didn't think it was true.
Have you been thinking it over now with his criticism?
I think so. Yeah.
He's excited about food.
Can
and
you
weed, right?
Can you elaborate? Like, what does he mean that you have no emotion?
How did that come up? I don't remember.
He asked you out, and you said no and laughed.
Well, that'd be an emotion. That's like spite, you know. Or
I guess maybe just no sympathy. You're doing sympathy.
Well, let's see what he said.
I don't really remember the other context.
She just remembers the declaration.
Yeah,
she doesn't
remember
how
it affected her.
Did
that really hurt you, or did you blow it off like...
Noah gets so defensive when Axel makes any sort of joke.
Well, I want to hear what
totally
she...
Do.
What she thought. <does right now. laughs> What did you? Were you really hurt by that, or did you blow it right off of your back there?
I mean, I just like I knew he was saying it to be mean.
But
it hurt. And then I started thinking about it. Like, wait, am I really?
Wow.
Stay Six says Noah has no sympathy for people with shitty hands.
That's true.
Because Noah has a hand fetish.
How are Axel's hands?
Axel is a very like.
How are Axel fans, Noah?
Good lady hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the point. Wait.
Well,
the point
you asked
I was
a question. I want to hear what the hands are.
I don't remember.
Okay,
it's fine.
No, was that Axel was dragged to do this, and I think the highlight of the wedding for me was seeing Axel Rosenberg lifted up on this chair being like. Is this really? Am
whatever,
I doing? Like,
whatever.
Can we end this? Am I done? Am I done now?
Can I get off
can
the
I
chair?
Go? Can I go? I'm gonna
so
die.
Irritated.
It's not. It really doesn't look very safe. Like
I
want to
see. I want to see Rob one day.
Oh my God! I would flip over.
How many people?
It would be. It would be my
chair.
Wedding and my funeral. That's
and you're so tall. It would be so difficult to balance it. You would just topple.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would just fall.
There would need to be
why
a seatbelt on the chair.
We need on like a skid on like a forklift.
The fattest man in the world out of his house, so they have to like cut open the front of the house.
I was just like doing like 360s with a forklift, you know.
That's amazing.
That's the one thing that wedding lacks.
Everyone ducking out of the way, the skids swinging around.
That was great.
Yahweh's forklift. We can start a company.
And we got, I mean, needless to say, there was open bar and there was barbecue.
Oh, my God. The food was so good.
Yeah. Food was great. There was open bar. We all got incredibly hammered. And then, like, once as the night was progressing, then the old fogies kind of went home, and then it was, like, the after party. Mm-hmm. And they set up a bonfire. Very hippie. Mm-hmm. Very hippie, the bonfire.
And they played guitar.
Did you bang, an emotion drum when you sat around?
There was
the
only
bonfire?
An acoustic guitar. There was some singing going on, some 90s
oh,
tune
keys. Me? Really?
Yeah.
Well, Noah doesn't do the emotion drum because
so
she has no emotion.
Like, was it Bare Naked Ladies or what did you guys say?
No. It was like,
how
was
Axel reacting to this?
Was
he rolling
into
his eyes
it?
The whole time?
No, he was into it.
See, he's definitely more fun than
Vince,
I am.
Vince Neilstein shredded some Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
I would have just been checking baseball scores on my phone the whole time.
That's
like
true.
Facing the opposite way.
You would have left by then, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Unless that was like somebody's ride.
You might be forced to stay, and if you were, you'd be off in the corner, like checking the internet. Yeah.
Oh my God, the wedding had a party crasher.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious. Some neighbor.
A wedding crasher.
Was 17, got incredibly hammered, was bothering everyone for weed, and everyone was like, "Who is this guy? Who?"
How did
they know him?
Talk to us, and he's like, "What's happening, guys?
Oh, we tried to be nice to him.
Did you want him?
No, I didn't want him.
Because
at first,
we didn't know
he was a party crasher. We thought he was like, you know, someone's friend
brother
or something. So you don't want to be mean. And we're like, oh, you're cool. He's like, I'm gonna get a drink. He was done by this point. I'm gonna get a drink. Are you guys gonna be right here? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then as soon as he walked away, Axel was like, all right, let's walk 10 feet away so he can't find us. And we did walk 10 feet away. But he found us.
Yeah.
Sadly, he found us.
Because you stick out like a sore thumb.
I do. It's true.
Oh, it was because of you.
It is because of me. What else happened?
So next to the bonfire, there was this pond.
Yeah.
It was like a little marsh or something, like swamp.
Yeah, it was a swimming hole, basically.
Okay. What about it?
So at one point of the night, I am looking at Rob, and from the corner of my eye, I see Frank just charging into the pond, and then he
unknowingly stopped,
and he's like holding his camera, like he didn't realize it, like he was so wasted that he didn't realize
the
pond was
Why
there.
Do you have a camera?
Because he wanted to like put the camera, the tripod,
mm-hmm.
over there to like capture things,
okay.
And he just like
to do a,
walked
to do
into
a,
the pond.
Time lapse. He was trying to set up some time lapses, and unknowingly he just walks into the pond, and it was like a physical comedy type of situation. Like if there was only a boop, or a crash of some sort, he totally just didn't know. And then Frank was pretty wasted.
Yeah. And he didn't smell too good after.
Oh yeah, after the swamp. It wasn't nice.
He had swamp ass.
Swamp foot.
And then he knocked down some chairs too. To be fair, we were on a hill, and
you can't bring drunk Frank on a hill.
You can't bring drunk. So Frank, I was saying goodbye to Frank, and Frank was still sitting. So he's sitting on a hill, picture a hill, and he's sitting with his back towards the bottom of the hill. You know, so that's kind of how he's.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, all right, man, I'll see you later. And
I
high five him.
You pushed
him on the high five.
Oh no!
On the high five. I don't know what happened, but that was the tipping point.
The inertia of your giant high five.
He knocked down chairs. He landed on this woman's ankle.
He knocked down three rows of chairs.
Not three rows. Three chairs.
Did you a running high five?
No, he was like in the fourth row, and then he knocked down three rows of chairs that fell on this poor lady's foot.
There was a lady there?
She was standing there. Whatever. This girl.
Somebody's mother?
Someone's mother. Just like an old aunt.
Who invites ladies to their wedding? Fucking bandit.
No, they're at the hill. They're not at the wedding anymore.
Yeah, since when do ladies go on hills? That makes no sense.
We have a caller. Hello?
Yo. It's the Slizer again.
What's up, Slizer? What do you think about our wedding story?
In Norway, they don't let ladies on hills, right?
Nope. No way.
No way.
Actually, when they do allow girls on hills, they just throw them off.
That's
really?
Fair.
Jesus, Frank,
well, actually, I just did a really bad joke right there.
Yes, you did. We were trying to be respectful.
We were going.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm Norwegian. Like, how can anybody expect me to do good jokes? Really?
You're right. We're putting you back on hold. So, what else happened at the party? Trying to say.
Was Slizer there?
Slizer was not there, but some fantastic food. Some wine. At one point, the bartenders just left, so I just grabbed a bottle of wine.
Oh, my God. Rob looked like a Persian god. Like, his shirt at this point was
open. Oh, let's talk about the creepy photographer lady who, like, came up to us. And she was like, excuse me. I don't mean to be rude to me. She's like, but has anyone ever told you that you look like Raul Julia? And for those of you who don't know,
what?
Raul Julia.
M. Bison.
Famous actor. Yeah. Yes, he played M. Bison.
That is the most random.
He was also in the Addams Family, right?
Also,
yeah.
Mr. Addams. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, wow. For those of you who don't know Raul Julia, Rob looks absolutely nothing like Raul Julia.
Picture me and then picture someone that looks absolutely nothing like me.
He's like 120
maybe,
pounds.
He's like, no, I really like what's going on here.
Maybe
like,
she means now.
Like she.
Yeah.
Like 6 feet like under.
No, come on. No, I said this. She was like, your face looks amazing. Like,
yeah.
And your hair.
Wow.
Like, she was so.
Did you get in there? No, she wasn't.
You better plug
she wasn't
that butthole
doing, she wasn't doing it flirtatiously.
How do you know?
She was doing it like.
She was trying to get Rob to be relaxed so that he would look
like,
naturally.
She's like, can I take a photo? Can I take a photo of this? Can I take a photo of your. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Take whatever you want.
She told me that I had crazy
unbutton
eyes.
Oh, no. And then she was like, and what about. And you're beautiful, too. She was like, she was totally. She's like,
no, did you get in that?
She's like, wow, look at you have such a beautiful face. And then she turns to me and she's like, doesn't she have a beautiful face? Look at it.
I know,
and I'm
like,
just
Rob,
like, oh, I've seen it.
He's like, I know, I tried when I was 17 on a bus. It didn't work.
Been there.
I felt like she didn't even know the back.
Did she then start like licking the drapes and shit?
Everything is so glittery.
No. Hold on. There's more to the story.
Well, first, mushrooms into her tea also.
First off, she like then was like, can I take some photos of you guys? Look at each other. Oh, what great faces.
Oh.
And then
like, she like made him hold me and
really?
Like she's like, you look
like
off.
Like a romance
into,
novel?
Yeah.
Oh, we totally took a romance novel.
Do it again. Do it right now.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Where was Noah when you found this lady and paid her to do this?
I actually called ahead and I was like, Vince, who are your photographers? Can I get on the phone with one of them? I have a little thing I want to do.
If Raul you know Julia. Things ever going to happen.
So remember, Raul Julia.
And say some things about my hands.
The most random.
Mention my hair. How great. I've been getting really, like, I was at a party a few days ago, and I don't know if I mentioned this on the show where, at Greg's Jewish party.
Yeah.
A girl there said that, oh, I was just in the pit playing an instrument for Beauty and the Beast, and I don't want why you'd be offended by this, but you totally look like Gaston for Beauty and the Beast.
What?
No. That's what I was like, oh, she's going to riff on me.
Yeah,
Greg,
she's going to say the Beast.
Fucking dick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Gaston?
Who's that?
He's the evil,
He's like the evil, like,
big
yeah.
Bell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty much the manliest man ever.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I know.
Isn't that like Gaston is like the manliest guy in the whole town?
And you know this why?
I've seen it.
What? I love Beauty and the Beast. Don't riff on Beauty and the Beast.
What a fucking Oscar.
Ask a question.
That guy.
Hey,
also closeted.
He looks sort of like Danzig.
But we could all agree that he would be the top.
He would definitely
be the top. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
See, I feel like that's just a logistical thing with Rob, that you just have to be the top. It's not like you're so manly.
But what if he was fucking the Big Show?
Tough.
His father from another...
No, wait, father from another mother. Yes, that makes sense.
That's why I drifted off there. Now I want to hear about the you getting held by Rob for the photo.
So Rob, she made him have one arm around me, and she's telling me to look off into the distance, and she's like, okay, look at her now. Look at her. And Rob, like, wouldn't do it. She's like, no, look at her.
No, she's like, no, head down. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, no, look at her. And I'm like,
Hand up her shirt.
Knuckle dust the clip.
It's going to look so weird.
So then, like, I feel 10 minutes after that, we trailed off to smoke weed. And this party was totally, dude, weak. That's all right, I'm back, though. We're cool. So we're smoking weed. And then this photographer chick shows up again, and she's taking, like, spy shots of us.
Smoking
weed. And we're like, you know what?
It's
we kind of
stuck, dude.
We feel a little uncomfortable about this. We would rather this not be
so then
photographed.
She cried.
No, she started telling us about how she went to Woodstock and smoked pot.
We feel uncomfortable, but hey, do you want some? And she's like, oh, no, I did all my smoking. I'm 45, you know.
She's
I
was like, why are you here? Go away
like,
so we can continue.
I was at Woodstock, you know, I was 16. It was 1968. Then she, you know, went off on a soliloquy.
I don't care. I don't care.
She's like, you know, 1968 was the greatest year. It was the summer of, she said 68. I specifically remember 68.
So
she's like, oh, and it was great because, you know, everyone was so free and we did whatever. And there was no HIV. Everyone could just have sex.
She wanted to fuck you, Rob.
I think that this photographer really wanted you to put it in her.
Seriously.
This photographer.
Oh my God.
This photographer is not getting Raul Julia's sausage.
Just her a bit or
chorizo.
I might finger her.
She was so hitting on you, Rob. I just realized. Totally.
Just realized. Like,
I just thought she was being weird.
Drought,
but
man. First of all, there is no drought. And second of all, I would not
prove
end it,
it
with her.
There is no
prove
drought,
it.
Really?
Do you want me to bring you some semen?
Let me smell your dick.
Just because you're ejaculating, you mean with another person, you bring a semen just proves that it didn't go in someone else. That's the proof of their yes. being a drought.
Do you want me to not bring it?
I want you to bring a woman here with semen on
yeah,
her from
yeah.
you.
And we have to like do a DNA test
Why
to make
that
sure.
Well, whatever. Be accommodating.
Yeah.
Bring another
bring
person.
Bring another individual.
Who has your semen on?
It doesn't matter.
We'll test her vagina for a semen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or man pussy.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You don't even believe you have sex with men now, either.
No, I wouldn't.
Just
get
a dog.
I'm trying to be as open-ended.
Yet again, I'd like to remind everyone, I am in the room. I just want to. Here I am.
But you have no feelings.
No. Feelings are all gone.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, audio version of myself. I know.
So what are you saying? You're in a banging kind of thing now, or what?
I'm not saying anything.
No,
you said there's no drought.
Well, I did say that.
So that means you're getting laid on the regular.
Is it on the reg, or did you just do it once again and then steal her glasses?
I don't know.
The earring.
I
don't remember that reference.
That girl left her glasses at my house.
I remember that whole episode. I don't remember the glasses reference.
Yeah, she left her glasses and she never blamed her.
I never want to see again.
That's like chewing your arm off in like a bear trap and taking it off. Just leave it. Leave the arm.
It only cost $450. No big deal.
Oh, man. Rob's going to cry.
I'm not going
to
cry.
Why? He's getting laid on the regular. He has nothing to cry about.
No, it's not on the reg. It's on the reg. Hey,
I'm on the rat. Yeah, I find women on the period. And I'm like, look, I'll have sex with you.
On the period.
It's actually a new social network, ontherag.com. Okay, ontherag.com.
Okay, I'm ragging it.
Ragging it. New episode title.
I thought it was born this way.
Oh.
Born this Yahweh.
born this Yahweh.
That's
gotta
be it.
Okay. Okay. There's still 27 minutes for another contender.
So are you banging on the reg?
Anything else happened at the wedding? Okay.
Are you banging on the reg?
Yeah, can you tell us?
What?
We are not.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about my personal life. All right,
sorry.
Are you fucking each other?
Yes.
We had
yes.
so much sex last night.
Oh,
no, I said on the rag. I didn't mean like.
Oh,
I was joking. I'm sorry.
She took it there.
Okay. Yeah, I see. You got all defensive.
Do I have? Wait, you're asking me if I have sex while I'm on the rag?
That was a throwaway line. I wasn't really expecting an answer. I'm sorry. It was a joke.
Whenever you look at me, I always think that you want me to answer.
You want me?
You paused there.
Oh. You want me to answer you?
I look at you whenever I say anything like related to you, though. I have piercing eyes, no.
I know. I feel a lot of pressure right now.
I'm sorry. Let's take a little palate cleanser. Okay. Now, what were you going to say?
That they're both
no,
banging
Rob.
On the reg.
I have that effect on women, though. I'm sorry.
Rob was telling the story about the wedding.
No, you said you had something else about the wedding that you were about to say.
What was that?
Oh, that Frank, unfortunately, had the worst luck because he woke up this morning and his car, like his car battery was dead.
That happens to him. Like, that's not the first time.
I don't think it was his car battery. I think it was something else. Oh. But, yeah, he wasn't able to
every,
leave.
Every car he's ever owned.
Yeah.
Terrible. Well,
it was a rental,
too. That makes it even worse.
So I felt so bad. He had to, like, get the car towed and everything.
Mm.
Poor Frank.
Well, you know what it was? The rental car company saw him like, he's probably driving that thing across the border. He's going to sneak some of his family in. Let's all give him enough battery life for one way, and then whatever happens, happens. Cover all bases. They want that car coming back, even if it's got to be towed back.
You really think he looks like a...
I'm just saying that's what the close-minded rental car people thought.
Okay.
That's
sure.
all I'm saying.
I don't see how you can make that mistake. Frank looks like a white dude.
No, he does not look like a white dude.
He doesn't look ethnic to me.
He's dark-skinned.
We know he is, though. Yeah. We know he has...
He's darker skinned than Rob.
I think he looks like a white guy with a tan to me. I don't know.
Yeah, Rob looks ethnic.
And he's got jet black
hair.
Mm-hmm.
Do I?
Typically, white dudes don't have jet black hair.
I don't know, man. I don't see it. I look at Frank and see, even though he is yeah. Latino, but
part. Rob has half. Black hair.
Yeah. But I don't see it in him.
Well, fully proven.
Thank you.
Fucking Raul Julia over here. Just check your goddamn green card.
Rob has black hair.
He's a white guy.
For those of you wondering, the carpet does match the drape.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
I have
Frank, that'd be
no, my pubes are black. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
about.
You know what the funny thing about Rob is he has the curly, very Semitic, Middle Eastern hair.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm growing my hair out a little bit of a Jufro, and I'm developing payuses.
Really?
Pay-I?
I think payuses. Payasim. I think it's payasim.
It's
like the rapper.
Payasim.
But I was going to say that your chest hair, you do not have the taco meat that is normally associated with the curly hair.
Oh.
Taco meat, you know, the meat. Like the little balls of curly hair on the...
Oh,
taco meat goes in his belly, not above him. You know, with the, like, black guys have on their chest hair, little dots.
I feel like I have mafia boss chest hair. Like, I have Tony Soprano.
Rob
you have
had
like,
his chest hair out
like
yesterday.
Bruno San Martino.
Oh, I had my, like, half my shirt was unbuttoned. And
everyone, nipples.
Everyone
was
grabbing
it. Every time I see those nipples, I want pancakes.
Can you please put your shirt down now?
Rob has saucer nipples.
No, guys, please continue talking about my chest.
I'm really too close.
I just want to cover his chest in syrup and butter.
They look like, you know what they look like? Canadian bacon circles.
Whatever it is,
yet again, everyone.
It's okay. I'm actually enjoying having the hair hang out with us.
You
it's
would
just
enjoy
the nipples
it.
That
Rob
are really making me
uncomfortable,
man.
You have no, like, it's
looking at me.
I've now lifted my shirt.
It's just a colored
touch
purple.
His nipples.
No.
Oh, my nipples aren't erect right now.
I like the red crease.
Can you make your
underneath.
Nipples hard so we can see the contrast?
Hold on.
Pour some water on him.
Get Bruno.
Bruno, lick his nipples.
Put
Bruno, here, boy.
Butter, some almond butter on his nipples.
And Rob's
that's
chest
really
hair
good.
Is like...
That's really good.
Rob's chest hair is like
Nutella?
The...
You got some Nutella to put on his nipples?
From now on, your nickname is Brunch.
Oh, I got some hollandaise sausage. Oh.
Rob has Brunchy. Your chest hair is like the Batman logo. It's like all in the middle. It's like a little oval.
Mine
actually is like that. I have to like shave around my nipples so I don't get the...
But yours is the same color as your flesh. You can't really see
it
too well.
It literally makes a bat signal. So I have to like trim it.
You
so it
trim
doesn't.
Your chest hair.
Yeah, so I don't have a bat signal when I walk around. It's terrible.
So now I have an unruly diamond.
Wow, that's funny.
Yes.
Rob's is actually like Zangief, the way Zangief had his chest hair.
Nice.
It's like all in one spot. It's all in one spot.
I really need to grow those abs so I can have no chest hair.
The pulsating veins, it's pulsating stretch marks.
fair enough.
It's true. They're varicose. They're not pulsating.
Can I read some of these comments?
Please? Read them.
Okay, we got Super Nintendo Traumas. You could set a Grand Slam breakfast on Rob's nipples. Drake said, "Good, so glad this isn't a video cast." Taco Grinder, if you put almond butter in his chest hair, you'd probably never get it out. King of Klon, you could wear Rob's areolas as a medallion. And Taco Grinder, are Rob's areolas the medals at the Olympics this year?
We couldn't come to an agreement on that, so no.
That sucks.
Sorry, they could not meet my demands.
They could have fashioned it after your nipples. They didn't have to rip them off.
My nipples are trademarked.
Oh.
Could Rob's nipples be the image that goes on the OMA award?
Of course.
Of course.
I finally got an email from MTV. Oh. Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Where do you want the shift? And I'm like, oh, well, thank you.
Well, of course, because they know
of course.
I was talking to you.
Now you know how it feels to have a prize delayed.
Oh.
It better take 6 months.
You bastard. Except he actually cared about the prize. You didn't sound.
Well, I haven't designed your award yet, so it's going to take a little bit.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what a coincidence that you're in charge of designing the award.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
But it doesn't matter that Sean.
Well, yeah, it has
there.
Nothing to do with
people
me.
People have to vote anyway.
So
right.
Nothing to do with
it. But I'm just saying you were put on charge.
Okay, now that it's over with, I can be completely candid about this. That no, it was. They asked like the design team and the producers and stuff. Everyone like scour the internet and find. You know, things in these categories and just send them to us. So, like, everyone just dumped, like, you know, 40 nominees in the category. And then the producers of the show, like, a team, went through and
down to
what
the fuel.
Was piercing metal one of the nominees?
Not at all.
And when Sean says he did research, he meant, hey, Rob, what's a good metal thing for instrument replacement? Like, oh, well, there's this one side. And what about good Instagrammers?
So you're good artist to follow.
So a lot of the nominees are...
So you're on the credits. Your name is as a producer.
I'm uncredited. If this was an IMDb
you
thing.
Mean you did Sean's homework for him?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but none of his ideas got in. Mine did.
Except for Metal Injection.
That was it. Yeah, you put Metal Injection in there.
No, Rob didn't tell me. I put it in.
Who keeps calling Rob?
I don't know.
They're calling from inside the house.
Billy Bob Bojangles says MTV fucking sucks. Sean, comments?
Okay.
It pays the bills.
Yeah, puts food on. What do I care?
It puts beer in belly.
True.
Yeah, if Rob can post Insane Clown Posse stories.
Yeah, he's clearly a fucking sellout.
Yeah. People visit the page. The page makes me money.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, yeah, what
if,
I,
if people didn't read, if people didn't care about it, I wouldn't write about it.
But people clearly.
Remember,
did.
I didn't sell out. I bought in. That's what happened.
Wonderful quote from the SLP podcast.
The overrated film.
I liked it. At the time.
At the time, it spoke to me.
I really liked it when it came out.
Yeah. No. I feel if I watch it now, though, I probably...
Matthew Lillard. I hate that guy.
Yeah, what? Me too.
Really?
I did too.
He's coming out with, like, another movie.
Wow.
He's had multiple movies.
No, I mean, like, soon. I forget which one.
He was in Descendants.
Yeah. But he was supposed to be hateable in that, too.
Yeah, he was.
He's a cheater.
I feel like we haven't given our number out enough. It's 646-929-1357. Give us a call. Get on the air. It'll be exciting.
Is it Scooby-Doo 7, by the way, that he's going to be in?
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, isn't that kid still on hold? Did he want to say
no,
something?
No, I hung up. Oh, okay.
It actually is a Scooby-Doo movie. Coming out. Oh, it's just this is a video, I guess.
So let's talk about this Cro-Mags at CBGB's thing. Oh, we didn't talk about it last week.
Did anyone get pushed off the stage?
I was at a different
almost.
CBGB's best show.
Basically, there was a hardcore show at Webster Hall, which is a dance club. And one of the bands, Cro-Mags,
is it Webster Hall, not down the studio downstairs?
No, it was in the main room. And one of the vocalist is pretty much the only original member in the band. And there was a beef between the vocalist John Joseph and the founding bassist, Marley Flanagan. And Flanagan was pissed that, you know, they're playing his songs or songs that he helped contribute to.
These brilliant compositions.
Yeah. And he wasn't getting compensated or whatever. So on Facebook, he was making threats that he was going to, like, crash the show or whatever, which is, first of all, these guys are in their 40s now or possibly 50s, I would say.
They grow up.
Yeah.
They grow up.
You're making threats on Facebook? Like, come on. And then the band was like, don't let this guy in. Don't let this guy in. Turns out he had a press pass or something, so he just got in. Terrible security. He walked up to the VIP area. The VIP area is right by the backstage. Goes in backstage. I don't know. Then something happened. An altercation goes down. In the end, he stabbed the current bassist of the band.
And bit him.
And bit him. And his name is Mike the Gook. By the way, because he's Japanese.
Okay. We're dealing with brilliant people on both sides.
And he's, like, punched another guy. And then, like, six security guards had to come. And, like, the way they stopped him was they broke his leg.
They broke Harley's leg.
Harley's leg, yes. And then he had to go to the hospital. And then after the hospital, he was sent to jail.
Okay.
Now, there was a lot of eyewitnesses to this thing. Mm-hmm. So how is he going to get out of this? He has two kids. Nice. What a dumb thing to do, by the way.
The kids, I'm sure, are better off without him. I mean, really, come on.
Yep.
If your dad's in his 40s and he's going to concerts to stab people, then you're probably better off not having dad around at the end.
And which one were you at?
I was at the Red Cross concert that night.
Did you see Mike the Gook?
No, thankfully. No?
Okay.
The Gook had to be rushed to the hospital, by the way.
You're just excited that you get to say the Gook.
I think, I don't know. I feel it's a little inappropriate, but I mean, I guess if he's cool with it.
He's not
I don't
cool
know if he's cool.
Right?
I think people just call him.
No, he calls himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They set up some kind of like fund for him, and even in the website for that, it calls him that, right?
Yeah. So then, like, he released a soul statement. Harley did, the guy.
Can I just ask one question? How does he pronounce his band name? Does he say Cro-Mags?
Oh, I get it.
He's Japanese.
I like it.
Rob, could you investigate? Joke. Well, of course you're going to like any kind of joke making for the Asian people.
So basically what he said was he was acting in self-defense that meanwhile there was eyewitnesses and everything saying, oh, no, I was hit first. No one really saw anything. I was getting the shit beat out of me, and that's why I had to do it. And then the singer, John Joseph, responded like, oh, this is untrue. He's been, like, stealing money from me forever, and he's been, like, threatening and all this stuff. And then he's like, oh, and I never snitched. I don't believe in snitching. I believe Harley will face his with street justice.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you're quoting your own song?
Right.
Like,
oh, my God.
They have a strong song called Street Justice. And he quotes it in his statement about how this guy did it.
Which of them wrote the song?
Oh, and, let's look it up.
And if he's saying that he's stealing money and shit, isn't that snitching?
Yeah.
Well, he's snitching to the cops. Yeah.
But that's basically saying.
But that's not like what he's getting in trouble
also
for.
Also, he means like stealing money like on royalties and shit, so it would be lawyers, not cops.
Oh, anyway. All lyrics are credited to both John Joseph and Harley Flanagan.
So they're like a Lennon McCartney of their time.
Sid hates Cro-Mag. Anytime I talk about
it, like, as long as I've been into punk and hardcore in New York, it's like they're this legendary band.
They were the
they
prototype
suck.
Of the bro-core.
They suck.
I can agree with that.
I like it. I like the Age of Quarrel. It's a good album.
Ugh.
But I'm not
fucking
crazy
dumb
about
squatter junkies pounding away on instruments for as an excuse to have like street gangs. It's thug music. It's
there's
stupid.
No talent there whatsoever, in my opinion.
Oh my goodness! You guys are
watching.
Sick of
All is not a bad band.
Yeah, I think of I think that about almost every hardcore band, though.
But there's
some
that stand out.
I like Sick of It All.
Yeah, Gorilla Biscuit's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you don't like Cro-Mags?
No, actually, the New York scene, pretty much in general, I thought was kind of lame.
Yeah, even the best bands aren't like anything special.
Like they're all the typical "I'm a tough guy" bro-core shit, and I don't like that at all.
It's better than the Boston hardcore scene, though.
The thing that bothers me is just everything's about family and respect and
unity,
like,
man.
Yeah,
keep together on the street.
So you're just fighting.
Retarded.
Yeah. It's
like everyone.
I feel like New York hardcore is like rock's version of like hip hop. It's like
they were flat bills and all that bullshit. It's the same
thing. It's
except in hip hop they glamorize how high they're living, while in hardcore it's about
how homeless
being
you
a
are.
Loser, yeah.
Well, I feel like it's just in rock in general it's not.
Well,
it's
also
a faux pas to glamorize.
Well, I think that and it's just the whole thing of if you're black you likely were born poor.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to celebrate the fact that you're successful now.
Look
at
me, look at me.
Shitty white bands are like born into privilege and are feel guilty about it.
So now
like,
they want to have pit bulls.
I'm a squatter by choice. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Nobody's poor by choice. Well, you're a fucking moron. Go back to Westchester.
Sid nails it as usual.
Just annoying.
Sid, you better watch what you say. Or you will face some.
Yeah, Harley by
justice. That wasn't like I'm being very careful with what I write about this because I'm like.
Well, what if
I
he listens to the podcast?
I didn't say anything.
Well, what's he going to do? Beat you to death with a beer can? I mean, they can't even afford fucking
with
weapons.
Harley Flanagan didn't do it. He's a wonderful person.
You're gonna get knocked out with a can of Natty Ice. That's what's gonna happen.
I don't want any street justice coming my way. That's all I'm saying.
Don't go on the street.
Stay home.
Yeah,
we got.
Street
I will not go to Bowery and go to John Barbados.
You shouldn't have smoked that pipe on 8th Avenue if you didn't want street justice.
Darren will not let this go. Will not let it go.
It was 06, you fuckface.
Okay.
Of course, Darren is referring to that time that Rob was smoking weed on the street.
And I got arrested.
And Darren
both of us got arrested.
Yeah, Rob didn't care. He liked it.
Yeah.
What do you mean I liked it?
You liked being cuffed
by
Burning
Man. First of all, I thought it was hilarious because I was high. But, I mean, once the high were off, I was like, all right, I'm ready to go home.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go home.
All right, I get it.
No, you're in jail, sir.
I get it. Okay.
You scared me straight.
Can you just let everyone know in jail that I'm the top?
So line them up, ladies.
I was born this way. Yeah.
Wow.
Street justice.
That was Sorry, Darren. I never snitched on you. In fact, I vividly recall being like, hey, I like, do not arrest my friend. It was all me. He had no weed on it.
I don't care about that.
Well, that's the cops. You should hate the cops then.
Well, I remember you being obnoxious in the police station, and I was actually worried that because you checked your bag in. And I was like, you're so annoying, they're going to put, like, drugs in your bag and frame you.
How was I being obnoxious?
You're not like, obnoxious like you were cursing them out, but
like
you were being that loud, you know.
What was I doing? I feel like I was not, I don't know, this was a while ago, so I don't really remember, and I was stoned.
I was very nervous that you were going to get framed for, like, having a pound of coke in your bag.
Okay, but, like, what? I feel you were just being overly paranoid, so anything.
It's not all me, huh?
I'm not saying it's all you.
Yeah, it's all me being paranoid.
Well,
huh?
Clearly this is Darren is now getting defensive.
We have no way to
take this offline.
We have no way to prove it, so I'll let it rest there.
Okay.
I think the problem is, Rob, that like for the first part of the arrest, like you were high, so like you at least were enjoying.
Yeah, no, I feel like
I was not enjoying.
Well,
it.
Not enjoying, but like your state
you were
of mind
like,
was altered.
It's no big deal, man. It's all right.
I definitely didn't think it was a big deal because I had no weed on me. It wasn't like I know the law.
So they arrested you without finding any weed on your person?
No, they found weed on me, but it was like 2 grams of weed. It's nothing. So I was like, well, what can really happen? They can't.
They
really
can put 40 grams of weed in your.
Okay, well, that's illegal, though. I mean, I wasn't.
Were you worried that they were going to frame you, Darren?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So wouldn't you say that that is an act of paranoia?
No.
Why not?
Because I've dealt with cops that have been dirty.
Mm-hmm.
In what way? I don't know. Have we been told about this?
No.
Yeah. Is this something you feel comfortable talking about?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay. So then let's talk about it.
No.
No. Yeah, so that's why I wasn't like really freaking out about it. And I thought it was ridiculous that we were getting arrested.
Mm. It was. No, I don't disagree with you, but
yeah.
I feel like, well, what I'm trying to say is in that situation, it's good to put your head down and don't say shit and let them, you know, go through the process and that's it. And then later, if they did something out of line, you go sue them or whatever. But while you're dealing with the cops, just don't say anything. Don't be loud. Don't do anything.
Rob,
just
no choice.
Sit on a bench. That's what I'm saying. So you're just being robbed. That's why I'm not actually – I'm joking about it on the air, but I'm not actually hostile because I know how he is.
Was
but,
he promoting the website for the cops? Like, you guys look like you.
You guys like heavy metal? You guys
would be perfect junkies. Check out this website.
Mm-hmm. that was very hostile.
Well, Rob was on his best behavior when the cops pulled us over on the Palisades and searched the car after we smoked pot.
Good.
And found an open bottle of Jack Daniels.
No, which was not mine.
Which was not Rob's, but.
Mm-hmm. Rob was like, no, we don't have drugs. You got to go find our friend Darren. He's got everything.
Yeah.
He's got a record, I swear.
He's got
stitches.
I do not have a record, by the way.
What if some fucked up cop put some things on your record?
You could.
Like some crooked cop.
Well, how do you check your record? Like,
but
you
see,
know?
I don't go and antagonize cops. So
first of all, you keep pushing this. Clearly, you still harbor some resentment.
Yes, I do.
Even though I on air apologize.
Well, I brought it up as a joke, but now you're getting like really mad at me for bringing it up.
I am not mad at you.
It was just because we were talking about cops and drugs, and you know, so I made a joke, a reference to that. But it clearly
a
bothered
a joke, me. Everyone. He made a joke.
Yep.
I think you're paranoid,
it was
Rob.
Thank you.
Well, to be fair, I'm stoned. cool. All right. Well.
And on that note.
Thankfully, though, it's a lot more decriminalized now, though, so I feel like it would just be a fine, if anything.
Fine.
I don't think they would even take you in. They would just write you a ticket and take it away.
Well, how long ago is this?
Oh,
six years, we said.
Oh, yeah.
If they fine both of you, would you pay Darren's fine?
They fined us? Yeah, that would be the fair thing to do.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
So could you retroactively and with interest pay whatever he thinks his emotional damage is worth?
Oh.
Well, he did have to go watch a terrible video.
How much is your time worth, Darren? Let's figure this out mathematically.
I'm going to say $1.4 million.
Check the cap, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to have to work that out. I'm going to have to ask my friend David Draymond if I can borrow
it.
No.
Yeah, that's what he would say.
Right, show's winding down. This has been a good episode, everyone.
I thought so.
Sean, you got some tattoos recently.
I did.
Why? Did you get multiple tattoos?
Yeah.
Can you talk into the microphone?
Yeah.
You're still on the show. We're still on air, Sean.
Stop looking at your phone.
I know
you're the show.
Okay. But, yeah, I did get multiple tattoos.
Now, first, did your dog die recently?
Yep. Yep.
You told us last week.
What an insensitive way to ask that question.
Yeah.
First of all, you're a dog croak.
It's Rob's great interview.
You got a croaking bitch.
Now segue to something totally different.
Completely unrelated.
No, and by the way, Noah, what I was saying earlier about
David Draymond. yes. The dog that I raised from a puppy passed away, 16 years old, last Saturday. So, and I got an ink print of her paw tattooed on me.
Gay!
Oh boy, I'm not playing that.
How did you get the ink print?
We had a scare where she kind of collapsed and had like a seizure at the top of the stairs a bit ago, but she kind of came back from it, and I took it then because I was like, you never know when this is going to happen. So
was she like, why are you doing this, dude? What do you think is going to happen?
What?
Was she questioning why you were all of a sudden dabbing her foot in?
No, oh god, yeah, she kept trying to pull away.
What is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sean, are you being asked what breed the dog was?
It was a Beagle Terrier mix, and she was hyper intelligent. It was ridiculous. Hmm. But no, she's a really good dog. We got her when I was in like eighth grade.
Are you gonna get another one?
No, my parents are going to become foster home like parents for dogs while they're in the interim before they
get adopted. So the next time you go visit them, they're going to have like 10 dogs.
I thought you were going to do it for humans. No.
God forbid.
No, because I'm like, that's what I asked them. I was like, are you going to get rid of the cage and all that shit? They got all that shit there. And they built a dog run on the side of the house
for
where the dog go to the bathroom and shit. And no, I guess they found some place like two towns over and they're going to have, you know, dogs of all ages there so they get picked up by actual families that want them.
That house is going to smell great.
Yeah. I know. But, I mean, it's. I think they need it. Like, my dad definitely needs it because I'm the baby of the family. When I left for college, he works nights and my mom worked days. So it was just him and the dog for 10 years, the past 10 years, just them two by themselves. So it was like another daughter, just the two of them kind of hanging out, like, all the time.
How old was your dog?
16.
What an old bitch.
It's true.
And what was her name?
Lucy.
Lucy.
Because she was a ginger, like me.
Aww.
And, so I got her paw, and then I thought it also fitting that I just go get a zombie pinup girl tattooed on me as well.
you know those times, you guys, where you're just sitting there going like, man, it's been so long since I've had a zombie tattooed girl.
That zombie
girl.
Tattoo is the equivalent of a Rob follow-up question.
It's
completely unrelated. Related because he had to balance out the emo. Right?
True.
Okay.
That's true. Well, also, I didn't want to walk in. I'd never go in and just be like, here, it was $60 for this little paw print. See it, thanks. So I had to get like an actual...
What?
Oh, you shouldn't...
Because they don't see the rest of your body.
Well, I mean, no, just for me. Like, I just feel like it's a waste going in there and just be like, hey, put this little thing on me. I think
you should have done a paw on each breast.
Yes,
like all those slutty women in the streets get.
Or you could have gotten like a nipple tattoo with your nipple as...
You can get a skin tone tattoo and extend my nipples because I have like little dime nips. So maybe.
Can you do the opposite for Rob?
Yeah, I know.
What shape would you get?
Tattoo his actual nipples as the rest of his chest color.
Get Rob's nipples tattooed on your nipples.
Oh, that's good.
I was going to say
that's
David nipples.
No.
Same thing.
I think my nipples are just fine, you guys. Don't be jealous of the nips.
No, they're not.
Don't be jealous of the nips.
He said, no, they're not.
They are great.
No. Your nipples are bad and you should feel bad.
No, what do you think about my nips?
I should have said that so I could say I stole that joke. Do you want to look at them again?
No, I don't.
Pop the
top.
Pop the top.
I feel like, you know what it is? I don't feel they're that big. I feel like the actual nipple is really small.
Well, because my nipples, again, are not erect right now. They're very...
Throw some water on them.
Hold on.
I want to see for scientists.
I'm pinching my nipples.
They're so far away
from
me. That doesn't work.
Do you want an ice cube?
Yeah,
get
an ice cube.
Give him an ice cube.
Oh,
make it real cold.
Noah, will you apply the ice cube?
They're getting a little...
A little dot.
They're like Henry Rollins album covers. The end of silence.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, little dick.
By the way, Drake just said that Rob's nips are crop circles.
I'm taking a picture.
It's like an elongated clip.
The kids.
This is terrible.
You guys asked for
There's
it.
Three cameras out right now. I'm the only one not taking a picture.
This is nice, everyone.
I don't want a photo.
Oh, wow.
So is your reg bang?
Ew!
I'm the only one not taking a picture.
Don't lie, Noah and Sean. You guys are both so turned on right
now. Well, yeah. But
not Sid?
No, Sid is married.
Okay. He could be turned on and be married.
Can you please tweet?
Have I proved my point? I'm done, right?
I'm done. Those videos on YouTube when someone's like popping a zit and all that pus is like kind of come
out.
That was no pus. Come on. Show some respect.
No, when it grew, when you watched your little boner on your chest grow.
My nipples go through many different phases. If you studied your nipples, you would know they do the same.
Oh, yeah. Like, what happens to you since you have small nipples? Like, how does that
work? Oh, no. They know. They get sharp. They get sharp.
Is it like, does the
little
whole
diamond
nipple
cutters
turn into it? Or is it just a little tiny one?
Well, actually, they go in phases, too, because sometimes they're like dimes, and sometimes they're like, you know, go to normal nipples. It's just they have their own time of the month when they want. They want to be what they want to be, all right? But they just, when yours are soft, though, Rob, it's like the tip disappears. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just like just a piece of pepperoni, just a flat, one-color piece, mm-hmm. piece of pepperoni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it is. The fact that you can't see the actual nip.
Yeah, it's what
That's what makes it a little weird.
Look, what can I say? I was born this way, you guys. Noah, what are your preferences with male nipples? Do you have a preference either way?
I don't like them when they're too small.
So I have the perfect nipple size for you.
So no, yours are a little too big. I like them like right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Like who?
But I'd rather big than small.
How about Sid's nipples?
Your nipples.
Sid's got nice nipples, though.
Thank you. Okay. They're like peach colored.
Yeah, I like it.
Very subtle. Very subtle.
It looks nice with your brown chest hair.
Thank you. Peach colored.
It looks like the inside of like an African American's hands.
Okay, fair enough.
Wow.
I don't think it'd be politically correct for me to be offended by that, so I'll just
Drake
you
says,
better not be.
Drake says Sid has charming nipples.
True, true.
Very true. I venture to say it's more true than funny.
Check the MI Livecast Twitter feed so you can see Rob putting ice on his nipples.
It was nice. It felt good. It's a little chilly now in my nipple area.
No regrets? No regrets?
No regrets whatsoever. I'm very comfortable in my nipples. I saw it. It's very nice.
Oh, dear.
My nipple looks great in that photo.
Oh, God.
Can I see it?
The best my nipples ever looked.
Why did you use flash?
Please.
Yeah. Why did you use flash?
I'm glad that my face is obscured so when this photo... haunts me when my political if is anyone up was still on.
There's a shadow cast of your tip flop on there, man.
8 megapixels of Rob's nips.
Oh my God.
There's no shadow.
It's a shirt.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
I wonder how many of our listeners are going to save that and make that their desktop.
Well, I know one listener.
Spanky the hippo at the
back. Yeah, come on, guys. That was exciting, everyone.
I just broke into a hive. Look, I have a hive on my hand.
That's a hand herpy.
No, because you guys are, like, making me crazy with your nipples out.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Not enough.
No, yeah.
One person's nipples have been very conspicuous in their absence.
Daryl, see the nipples.
Oh, Darren, you have some pretty big nipples, too.
You know what? Out of everyone, I think Darren has the best one.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Well, we haven't seen everyone.
No.
But I feel like mine get real tiny when they get hard, though. They're like that.
I feel...
that's normal, though, I feel. That's where the nipple is getting all that hardness from your areola skin.
Right. Okay.
Tightening up.
I think we have to stop.
We've learned so much about
good
nipples.
Good lactation nips.
Once Rob says areola skin, I think we have to all go.
Wait, I feel like...
Isn't that the name of Sean's
band? I feel like one person hasn't shown their nipples
here. Yeah, I was saying.
Yeah, Noah.
No.
Tip for tat.
Hey.
Literally.
Well, Darren and Rob already saw them.
Mm-hmm. So we'll look away.
No.
Not fair.
Oh, well.
All right. Double standard.
You tried. That's the important part.
I did try, yes. I'm going to try again. Noah, take your shirt off. It's coming.
Do it if you're cool.
You fucked it up. Now she stopped.
All right.
Tit for tat, the Noah and Sean story.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Noah. Didn't anyone ever tell you you look like Raul Julia?
That's it. That's a panty dropper. That's a panty dropper and a shirt remover.
What kind of a Raul Julia Angelica Houston thing going on right now?
That's insulting to... Well, it's insulting to Noah and Raul Julia.
And Jenna...
Angelica Houston is a very beautiful woman.
No, she's not. When she was younger?
When
no.
She was younger.
No. When she was younger, she was a less old-looking ugly woman.
Yeah.
No, I think she had a unique use.
She's a great actress.
Yeah,
she's a great actress and a great personality, yeah. But her face is hideous.
She was able to bang out Nicholson, man. That takes some work.
I feel like she had a pretty good body when she was younger. The face is hideous.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But still, I had a suspect.
She's a handsome woman. I think she looked. Let me see a young angel.
No, that beak, man. That's something. Yeah. Something nasty.
Well, that's this one.
Let's see.
No,
yeah.
No.
No, I take it back.
No.
Take it back.
No.
Awful.
Looks like somebody Frank.
Like somebody in the subway. Without,
looks like Frank.
Yeah, without glasses on.
What?
There's thunder outside and lightning.
It does.
Are you scared?
A little bit.
That's exactly like him without glasses.
But Frank's a man. He's
Rob's
to look
got
like
the
a
most
man.
Confusing boner
you
of his
know,
life
like
right
with
now.
Frank's Mick Mars hair, Nikki Six hair, you know, going on.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He doesn't have Nikki Six hair.
Is it Mick Mars hair?
No.
Yeah. Mick Mars is like he doesn't have hair.
He has like bangs.
Billion years
he?
Old.
Mick Mars has bangs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he always wears a hat.
Cheech Marin.
Cheech. That's Cheech Marin.
I've heard a lot of people lately pronounce it Marin.
Marin is how to say it in Spanish. He kind of Americanized
the area in California. But
I've heard plenty of people say it.
Well,
like
he whitified
when he's on talk shows and they introduce him.
Sid was just being
Marin.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Sid was just being a news broadcaster.
Yeah.
Just saying everything with the
Yolanda
Latin Vega.
Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Today in Nicaragua.
Oh, I can't stand those people that speak everything like in normal English inflection.
Hey guys,
say
we should
one word extremely Mexican.
We should get quesadillas tonight.
Or pico de gallo.
Excuse me.
I listened to some Sepultura.
Do you guys have any pico de gallo?
There was a woman on TV, she kept saying her own name like that. Her name was like Martita.
Martita.
Talk completely normal. And then just say,
that is annoying.
You sing Latin accent.
I do that, though, when I do the opposite. Like, when I speak in Spanish, I say English words perfectly, like in English. I notice a lot of other people don't do that. Like, they will, even if they speak perfect English, they'll speak in Spanish, and then when the English word comes, they Spanishize it like they have an accent. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really, do Russian people do that? Like, when you come upon an English word in a Russian sentence, do you say it Russian-y?
Yeah. If I talk to my parents, I'm like speaking in
it's like dumbing
Russian.
Say, Mom, there's a great show coming on HBO tonight.
If I can't think of the word in Russian, I will say it in English, but definitely with like a Russian accent.
That's so funny.
Can you give us an example?
I can't think of anything right now. I don't know.
Call your mama.
Mayhem Fest in a sentence.
Mom, I can't come to dinner. I'm going to Mayhem Fest.
I don't want to say it.
Come on.
Yeah, you do the way. Yeah, you do Mayhem Fest.
Awesome.
That was great.
Mayhem.
Mayhem
Fest. Yeah,
that's exactly what you wanted him to say.
But
he said,
would
I'm
she
not
know
home.
What you were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
Like if
he
you
would probably have to explain. Well, it's a concert. It's a concert. Well, that's a concert in Russia.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
So,
I thought you
were
just fucking it up. No.
Wow, Sean, show some respect.
I mean, whatever.
Russian is fucked up. Magazin means store. That makes no sense to me.
Well,
how do you say magazine?
Store?
wait.
Journal?
Journal is good.
I love when Sid speaks Russian.
Yeah, I
know.
Gazeta, but that's more
that's
newspaper.
You know that I knew Sid for about 4 years without knowing he spoke Russian.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, you can speak Russian?
Yes.
Do it now.
I just did.
Yeah, but you just said one word.
Say a sentence.
I don't like being a
performing
monkey like
that. He speaks Russian in our skit
here.
That we did.
Sid is pretty good at speaking Russian for those asking in the chat.
Yeah. Just tell him something.
I'm older than Rob.
Say thanks for listening to the show tonight. We'll see you next week.
You can hear Sid speak Russian in the Moscow Middle East.
The intervention.
Let's drive traffic to the website.
Sid,
I've heard Sid like get so mad at his parents on the phone in Russian.
Oh, come on.
It's amazing. Just a lot of nyet. Nyet! Nyet!
In that sketch, Sid, it's called The Intervention. It's on YouTube in Moscow Metal Minute. Sid tells me that he's going to make me suck his dick like a fat apple.
Because they gave me like a script of what to say, but I'm like, there's going to be like three people who understand Russian watching this, and I'm just going to say whatever Russian word pops into my head. Yeah, I'll just have the emotion of what I'm supposed to say. But...
Okay. So you're not going to do anything for us right now?
No. Go to the website.
You're a good actor, Sid.
Thank you.
He was great in that.
We did everyone was great at the end also. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Everyone was great in that. I miss doing skits.
Rob.
Why is it Rob? We can still do skits.
Yeah. Rob. Okay. I'll take it. We should wrap it up.
Okay. We're done.
You want to play Living on Welfare since someone just mentioned it?
Sure. Do you have it?
I feel. Do you feel like the quality of that is too bad? I feel like it's not very well done.
The writing?
No, the song is called.
Oh.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
But the song, the Living on Welfare song. Well, I guess I talked it up, so I kind of have to play it now.
Is that a parody of Living on a Prayer?
Yes.
Nice.
All right. Here it is.
Come on, Misha.
What?
Do you believe in government assistance?
What the?
Well, I've got something to say about it. And this goes something like this, Glia. Misha takes his girl out for free. Don't need no cash to eat. He pays with EBT. Order. Order. People get so jealous and mad. Americans make fuss, cause their taxes go to us. It's bad. So bad. We got a Lexus in parking lot. It does not make a difference if it's legal or hot. Most people have jobs, but we do not all day. We think it's more pot.
420.
Oh, it's so unfair. Oh, Leaving on welfare, we don't pay tax, and we really don't care. Leaving on welfare.
Sasha's girl is eating all day. She loves government cheese. Tell me, what does that bitch weigh?
Oy, yes.
The USA will never be poor. When we run out of ham, we call up Uncle Sam for more. More ham, please. We made a green card in Photoshop. It does not make a difference if they're blowing your crop. So hard to spend all the money we got. Oy, bless. We'll give it a shot. We're halfway there. Living on welfare, expensive suntans and grooming chest hair. Living on welfare, living on welfare.
Solo,
this guy's not so bad. Let me think.
He's not poor. Busted.
If we're pulled over, if we get stopped, we'll use your tax dollars to pay off the cops. It's so unfair. Welfare, support our lifestyle with grateful, I swear. Living on welfare, it's so unfair.
Living on the welfare.
I'm going to pick up my welfare check. BRB.
Oh, yes.